This is DJ Shy John with the Kill Radio Weekly News. Today is October the 2nd, 2012. A lot of stuff in the news today. I'm going to try and cram it all in. Start with the Harper's Weekly Review, October 2, 2012. World leaders gathered for debate at the 67th session of the United Nations General Assembly. As protests continued across the Muslim world over an online video mocking the Prophet Muhammad, Barack Obama spoke to the General Assembly about the importance of freedom of speech. As president of our country, he said, "I accept that people are going to call me awful things every day." The United States delegation boycotted a speech by Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, while other Western nations instructed their emissaries to leave if he said anything offensive. Previously, we've walked out because of his anti-Semitism, threats against Israel, and 9/11 conspiracies, said a European diplomat. This year, his only crime was incoherence. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu used a felt marker and a cartoon drawing of a bomb to illustrate the red line Israel would prevent Iran from crossing in its efforts to develop a nuclear weapon. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon answered a prank call from a pair of comedians claiming to be Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper. Perhaps this was not the best use of his time, said Ban's spokeswoman. Omar Khadr, the only remaining Westerner to be held captive at Guantanamo Bay, was repatriated to Canada. The number of American military deaths in Afghanistan reached 2,000. Syrian government authorities sent a text message reading "Game over" to opposition forces who mounted a major assault on the army's Damascus headquarters. Following a controversial call by replacement officials that gave the Seattle Seahawks a last-second victory over the Green Bay Packers and cost bettors as much as $250 million, the National Football League brokered a deal to end a lockout of its referees. "It's time to get the real refs," said Republican vice presidential candidate Paul Ryan. "It reminds me of President Obama and the economy." Mitt Romney vowed to fight Lyme disease in Virginia. American voters said they associated Romney with Monopoly and Obama with chess. And Madonna gave the president her endorsement. "We have a black Muslim in the White House," she said. "That's some amazing excrement." European financial markets fell as Greek workers began a general strike, and thousands of demonstrators protested new austerity measures in Spain, where a Catalan theater was avoiding a new value-added tax by selling carrots in lieu of tickets. 2,000 assembly line workers rioted at a factory in Taiyuan, China, where components for Apple's iPhone are manufactured. More than 1,000 women were expelled from Saudi Arabia for attempting to perform the Hajj without male guardians. And IKEA apologized for deleting images of women from the Saudi version of its furniture catalog. Citing a lack of female administrators, a school district in Texas introduced new rules allowing officials to spank students of the opposite sex. Arthur Punch Sulzberger, the longtime publisher of the New York Times, died at age 86. Fox News broadcast a high-speed police chase that ended with the suspect getting out of his car and shooting himself in the head. "I'm just not sure about this," said anchor Shepard Smith as the man exited the car. "This makes me a little nervous." A soldier at Fort Hood, Texas, fatally shot a comrade whose hiccups he was trying to scare away. And a Connecticut grade school teacher investigating a robbery at his neighbor's home shot and killed a masked suspect who turned out to be his own son. A defense contractor from Virginia committed suicide after killing his wife and two teenage children, in part because he feared President Obama would win re-election. He just did not want his kids inheriting this mess, said a neighbor. That was in Virginia. California became the first state to outlaw therapy aimed at changing the sexual orientation of minors. A Hong Kong billionaire offered a $65 million marriage bounty to any man who could woo his lesbian daughter away from her new wife. I am really a lucky girl, said the daughter. It's really sweet of him to do something like this as an expression of his fatherly love. Britain's National Pig Association forecast a global bacon shortage, and a Niagara police constable was arrested in connection with a major Canadian cheese smuggling ring. Niagara police constable, we get all our stuff legit, said a local pizzeria owner. A Montana ice cream company refused service to a local Muslim customer who inquired about the presence of pork gelatin in some of its flavors. We don't deliver outside of Montana, said the company's president. Certainly not to Pakistan. A man disguised as a car seat was apprehended at the Morocco-Spain border. An Ohio man pleaded guilty to robbing the same bank he served 2 years in prison for robbing in 2010. For someone to do what you did, the judge told defendant Adam Billman, shows a total lack of brain power. Authorities in Idaho traced a finger discovered inside a trout to Hans Galassi, who lost four fingers in a wakeboarding accident 2 months ago. There's still three more, said the detective who identified the finger. It's hard to say where those are going to end up. Turkish divers rescued a blow-up sex doll they had mistaken for a woman drowning in the Black Sea, and a man was barred from running for mayor of the Bosnian city of Zenica after posting pornographic images on his campaign website. Boys and girls in my country want to make love freely, he said. They dream of Hollywood, not Tehran. This was written by Jacob Z. Gross. Now, I only had a couple more things I wanted to share with you. Let me give you some shorties here. This from the Levine Breaking News. Now, I have to comment on the way these things are written. Really. According to the U.S. Treasury, the debt of the U.S. government climbed by a total of $1,275,901,078,828.74 in fiscal 2012. Where'd they get the 74 cents? Which ended yesterday. That means the federal government borrowed approximately an additional $10,855 for each household in the United States just over the past 12 months. How did they figure that? Now, this one I must make a comment on. Obama calls debate prep a drag. Now, let's analyze this. Obama calls debate prep a drag. President Obama played some hooky from his intense debate preparation early this week in Las Vegas, visiting a campaign field office in nearby Henderson and chatting with volunteers for his re-election effort. It's very nice, although basically they're keeping me indoors all the time. It's a drag. They're making me do my homework, Obama joked with volunteer Andrea Stinger. So first of all, he was joking. Second of all, it's a drag because they were keeping him indoors all the time and making him do his homework. He was making a joke. So they made a big thing out of it that Obama calls debate prep a drag. Depends on how you look at it, I guess. And one more thing here from the Levine Breaking News. France to cover 100% of abortion costs. France on Monday unveiled a package of reform designed to increase access to abortion, including 100% reimbursement of medical costs by the state social security system. At present, French women are only able to claim back between 70 and 80% of the costs, which average between 200 and 450 euros, depending on whether the abortion is induced by medication taken at home or carried out by surgical procedure in a clinic. And it made me think, yes, the French are a civilized nation. And they're not trying to put anything in back alleys, and they're not trying to outlaw things that women ultimately have to turn to. They don't argue the point. I have one more thing here, and I'm going to try and read it to you straight. I'm going to try and not put too much sarcastic inflection or irony in my voice, but I thought this article was important, and I think it speaks for itself. This is from HuffPost Politics, the internet newspaper, news blogs, video community. And yes, it's that important. October 2nd, 2012. Mitt Romney gets tax break off firms sending jobs to China. Washington. Sensata Technologies is a healthy manufacturing company that employs nearly 200 workers at a factory in northern Illinois. The company has become the focus of national attention because it has been taken over by Bain Capital, which plans to shut the factory down, lay off the workers, and outsource the production to China before the end of the year. The workers have pleaded with GOP presidential candidate Mitt Romney, the founder of Bain Capital, to exert his considerable influence to save their jobs. Romney still makes millions each year in income from Bain. So far, he has declined to weigh in, and the factory is scheduled to close by the end of the year. While the workers and the town may suffer, Romney himself has done well as a result of Bain's work with the company. According to his recently released 2011 tax returns, Romney transferred $701,703 worth of Sensata stock to the Tyler Charitable Foundation, a 501c3 tax-exempt nonprofit controlled by Romney. The gift is listed on page 323 of the PDF on Form 8283 below, and they do have it if you go to Huff Politics. Moving the stock to his nonprofit brings Romney twin benefits. First, he gets to deduct the full value of the stock. At a 35% tax rate, that's a nearly $250,000 benefit. At 15%, it's just over $100,000. Second, Romney is able to avoid paying capital gains taxes on the stock price increase. Romney's returns list no cost for the stock and indicate he obtained them as part of a partnership interest in Bain. Avoiding capital gains taxes on the full increase would save an additional $100,000. In 2010, Romney gifted $170,000 worth of Sensata stock to his charity, saving $25,000 in capital gains taxes that year. Cheryl Randecker, a Sensata worker facing an imminent layoff, said, "I could pay off my house with that $25,000, and he doesn't need it anyway." Randecker received her 60-day layoff notice shortly after Labor Day. She and other Sensata employees have tried in vain to pressure Romney and Bain to keep their jobs in the U.S., going so far as to create a Bainport encampment across the street from their plant in Freeport, Illinois, billed as the home of the Romney economy. The site highlights what some Sensata workers describe as corporate greed squeezing the middle class. In many Midwestern towns, Freeport's jobs at Sensata are some of the few well-paying manufacturing jobs that remain in the area. Several Sensata workers have told HuffPost that they're worried that after the layoffs, they'll end up in low-paying service sector positions if they manage to find jobs at all. Randecker, a 33-year Sensata veteran, said she fears having to start a new career at age 52. Barring something miraculous, she said she will lose her job the day before the presidential election, wonder who she's voting for, knowing that he's going to profit single-handedly from us losing our jobs here in Freeport is very disturbing. Rand Decker, a single mother, said. On the subject of Romney's capital gains savings, Rand Decker continued, it's very bothersome that he doesn't pay his fair share of taxes. If he and the rest of the 1% did, we probably wouldn't be in a deficit here. The lower and middle class keep getting stepped on. Rebecca Wilkins, an attorney with Citizens for Tax Justice, said that Romney's move is a prime example of the way that the super wealthy are able to game the charitable deduction while still holding on to their money. During the last crazy weeks of each year, in the middle of the holiday and year-end rush, most of us sit down and write a few checks to our favorite charities. We want to support their work, and we appreciate the related tax deduction, Wilkins said. But higher-income taxpayers can use special arrangements, like charitable trusts and private foundations, to get big deductions now for amounts that won't go to charities for many years to come, often not until the taxpayer dies. They can also give gifts of property, like stock, that have gone up in value. They get a deduction for the full fair market value of the stock, but never have to pay the capital gains tax on the appreciation. The Romney campaign did not immediately respond to a request for comment, but Andrea Saul, a campaign spokeswoman, previously told HuffPost that the candidate donates a substantial amount of money every year to charity. He receives the same charitable deduction for his private giving as does any other American. In the end, Romney didn't even need the extra tax benefit he got from transferring the Sensata stock. When Romney released his most recent returns, his trustee explained that he declined to take roughly $2 million in charitable deductions for contributions for which he was eligible. He declined the deductions so that his tax rate wouldn't dip below 13%, a marker he had set earlier when he said that there was no year he'd paid a lower rate than that. If Romney amends his tax return after the election, he will be eligible to recoup the difference. We're so glad. Romney also transferred nearly $220,000 worth of stock in Dunkin' Donuts, another Bain investment, according to his returns. And now... And the news credits today, Harper's Weekly Review... by Harpers.org, HuffingtonPost.com, HuffPost Politics, Levine Breaking News, and thanks to Bennett Thiessen for your support, and Randy Stites, web research and consultant. Okay, everybody, have a good week. Be good to one another, and stay out of the news.